My win means that I become the first Torres Strait Islander to enter any parliament in Australia. That is a big achievement for the Torres Strait Islander community and also the Indigenous community in Australia, because, you know, it's about representation. And this is a huge milestone for, I think, for the Indigenous people, and in particular the Torres Strait Islander community, because we really never had any representation in the political scene.
Did you come across any barriers to you as a Torres Strait Islander and as a woman? Far North Queensland's fairly renowned for being fairly conservative socially.
Yes, look, I guess the whole process was always going to be, you know, overcoming barriers. And for me, as an Indigenous woman coming into this, I've had to, I don't know if compete is the right word, but, you know, compete with other people wanting to, you know, be able to have the same opportunity to represent one of the major parties or the Labor Party as a candidate. So there was always the barrier of going through the pre-selection process and competing with other individuals with the same goal in mind.
Your electorate, Cook, covers everything pretty much north of Cairns all the way up Cape York Peninsula to the Torres Strait, you know, within sight of Papua New Guinea. Is relations with Papua New Guinea something that you want to take an interest in as a Torres Strait Islander?
Oh, always. You know, I think with the distance between Torres Strait and Papua New Guinea, there's always that that relationship, and, you know, through intermarriages, there's always that family ties between, you know, Torres Strait and Australia to Papua New Guinea. So there's always going to, I'm always going to take that interest with working collaboratively across the board to look at a partnership.
Have you been to the Pacific at all in the past?
No, I have not, and I would like to leading into the future, because, you know, I think for me to do that, it gives you a whole different perspective, I guess, to how other Indigenous communities handle their affairs compared to how Torres Strait, from where I come from, and have that personal connection to the Torres Strait, and also as an Indigenous person coming into politics. It's about having that broad understanding for community living, I guess.
There is a big effort underway in many countries in the Pacific to increase female representation. It's quite a fight. They're making some headway, but, for example, in PNG, just north of the Torres Strait, there aren't any women in Parliament at all. What does your win mean for perhaps women in politics in the Pacific? Is there something that you'd like to say to women in the Pacific about getting into politics?
Oh, look, I think just from my personal experience, and I know in the Torres Strait, you know, women representation is very small compared to, you know, male representation in politics. And my coming into this to represent the electorate on a state level is an amazing opportunity, because, you know, as females, I think we tend to come up against a whole lot of barriers that tends to prevent us from pursuing any political journey. But what I can say is that, you know, it anything is possible. I come from a small island community. I was born and raised in the Torres Strait on a small island community, and lived my whole life, much into my adult life, on an island. So you can say what you like or put any meaning to it, but the fact that coming from a remote Indigenous community to taking this important milestone in my life now to represent an electorate on the state level is just an achievement in itself. And I would encourage any women to put their hand up and, you know, if it's something that you truly believe in, go for it.